We're up to Kuf Aleph on the days, about the middle, a little bit before the big lines. Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha Chalitza B'Shlosha. The Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Huda, whether Chalitza needs three or five. And the Halacha is three. Hoil V'Sosim Montanaka Vasei, because our Mishnah says Stam, it's B'Shlosha. So it's a Stam Mishnah like the Chachomim. And Tosfos says even though Yochid v'Rabim Halacha v'Rabim, that wouldn't be enough because over here the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda makes more sense. So if it wouldn't be for a Stam Mishnah, I would say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer le Rav of Nachman, Ihochi miun nami. If that's the case, then miun also should be with three, and we'll see it's not. Disnan hamiun de hachalitza b'shlosha. Stam Mishnah says miun and chalitza is three. The chite mahachinami, and if you'll say that's true, that miun needs three because of the Stam Mishnah, but tanya miun beishame omrim beizdin mumchin. Miun has to be done in front of a beizdin of mumchin mesmuchin. Ubeisil omrim beizdin v'shalav beizdin. You don't need a beizdin of smuchin. Elu ve'elu modim shitzori shlosha. Both agree you need three people. Whether you need smuchim or not, that's a machlokas. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, machshirim b'shnayim. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi say you don't need three for miyun, two is enough. V'omer Rav Yosef, bar minyumi, omer Rav Nachman, halacha kosu azug. The halacha is like that pair, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, only two for miyun. Samara says, but we have a stam mishnah that says three. So why don't we say the same thing we say over here, just like we have a stam mishnah for chalitza is three, stam mishnah for miyun is also three. Why is the halacha like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi? Moshe says, hosim chad stama, v'hocha trei stami. Over there, there's only one stam, so we don't pass them like that stam mishnah. Here, there's two stams, right? Trei stami. Moshe says, hosim nami trei stami, because we have two stams, one that says miyun in the chalitza, that second one where it says miyun, and our mishnah that says chalitza is three. So we have two places where it says three, so therefore we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. But we only have one place, the one that mentions miyun and chalitzas, only one stam. So Mar says, no, hasan nami trei stam ininu. There's another stam by miyun too. Disnan miyana o shecholtza befanav yisoena meishu beizdin. Right? If she was mamayin or gave chalitza in front of them, then what's it called? He can marry her because they're a beizdin. In other words, if somebody's on the basin of a miyun or a chalitza, he can marry the person who had chalitza or miyun, because we're not afraid that he's going to do something wrong because he's part of a basin. The basin is not going to do something wrong for the sake of this one guy. So you see that what's it called? That it's a basin. You need three. What's it called? Mitneshu basin. Okay, one second. Rashi. Mitneshu basin. What's this before this? Chalitza trei staminu, hach mas nisni don, our Mishnah, which says chalitza is three, the hach, the Sanhedrin, the one in Sanhedrin that says miyun and chalitza is three. Disnan the perikatsin misha'o, saresa isha, the nether, hareza lo yisa'ena. If a person, what's it called, asked a woman, she came to him with a nether, that she's also to her husband, and he asked her. She can't live with her husband anymore. So he's not allowed to marry her, right? Lo yisa'ena. Can't marry her. Because what's it called? We're afraid that maybe the reason he said she's osur is because he wanted to marry her. Miyana ushecholtza b'fanav, but if she had miyun or chalitza in front of him, yisoena leka mishum hosur mimcha akshesheh. Over here, we can't be afraid that maybe he was maybe he instigated his chalitza or this miyun so he could marry her. Neisha who based in kolomar lo yachid hayasham the name of bishvilo niskaven shari based in hayasham the ain based in pachas mishlosha. It says Beisdin, it means three. That's why, what's it called over there, there's two stams too. So if we always pass like two stams, why don't we hold Miyun needs three? Why do we pass them like Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, that only needs two? Okay, so Mara says, no, Elohasim trace stami, Enochanami, there's two stams over there. But Hachatalt the stami, but over here there's three stams. So says, what's the difference? Mar says, michti. Hostamba v'hostamba. Right? Once you have a stam mishnah, that's enough to pass them like that. Mali Chadsta, Mali Treista, Mali Talta. What's the difference? One, two, or three? It's all the same. So that's not a good answer. Here there's two Stam, here there's three Stam, there's only two, and therefore we don't pass like the Stam Mishnah. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Choyel Ustasa B'Mokum Machlokas. No. Over here, over there, there's a Stam Mishnah of three in the place where the Machlokas is. Or over here, no, over here, the Stam Mishnah is in the place where the Machlokas is, which seems to imply that the Halacha is taka like this Stam Mishnah, this man. Smicha Zakenim, the Egla Rufa B'Shlosha, Divra B'Yosi. Right, to give smicha, or the tekis of Egla Rufa has to be in front of three. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bechamisha. Rabbi Yehuda holds by smicha and by Egla Rufa, you need five. Then it says, Hachalitz of Hamiyunim Bishlosha. The Chalitz and Miyun is three. Velokim Kapodik Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda argues on the front of the Reisha, he doesn't argue over here. Shema Mino, Hodr Be Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Mino. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda himself had Harata. That's why we paskin always with three. Right? And that's why by Miyun also it's three. That's why by Miyun is also three, right? Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. No. Hoel Vestom Mokum Machlokas, see? Shenechlach shom Rav Yehuda b'dover acher u'b'dover zelo nechlach. In that Mishnah, Rav Yehuda argued on another part, and this part he didn't argue. Shema mino hadar beis. You see, he had charata. Aval niyun lav stam b'makom achlokas. But by niyun, it's not a stam b'makom achlokas. Even though there it said hamiyunim also b'shlosha. Tahanach tanoi Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Rav Loz Rav Yosi lo maisin in hosam. Apluk sachrisi. The name of it lo ifluk boha shema mino hadri b'hu. But over there, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi aren't involved. So you can't say that, well, they didn't argue in the Sefer. They're Stam, Stam, Mishnah, Miyum, Bishlosha, but we pass them like them. That's only two. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda is in that Mishnah. And he doesn't argue on Miyum being three. Must be that he had Charata, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Miyum is three, not five. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi didn't argue over there in that Mishnah, so the Stam isn't necessarily an indication that they were Molda, and therefore the Halacha is like them. Okay. Omar Rav, Slichi Daini Lemikva Duchta. The Dayanim, whatever they are, however they have to be, they have to stay in a specific place. They can't just be wandering around. They have to be Kavua in a Kavua place for Beis Din. Why? Even though they're Hedyotos, to receive the Olsi of Imto Hashaora Elas Kenim. She has to go to a specific location where these Kenim are. Rashi, Lemikba Duchta, Lushenkach. They have to be Koveya themselves for the sake of the Chalitza in a specific place. Hashaora Mokum Mezumen Lekach Masha. It's not a place that's set aside specifically to do this Chalitza. Okay. Rav Papa Rav Hun Liberator of Yeshua, Avde Uvde Bechamisha. They had a chalitza and they used five people. Keman, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Lechora, we just said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is you only need three. V'hadar bay, the Meister Rabbi Yehuda himself had charata, we said. Mar says, l'pirsume milsa, not because you need five dayanim. But they wanted to do it in a way that it would be more public, to publicize it. Rav Ashi ikla bay Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi went to the place of Rav Kahana. Omerlei sleek mar legamon lemului b'chamisha. Please come to us so you can make up the five people. We're having a chalitza. We need five. Join us. Om Rav Kahana havi kamina kamed Rav Yehuda. Right, I was before Rav Yehuda. I was there in his place. Omerlei tosak lezirz of the koni litzterufei b'chamisha. Come to zirz of the koni. It was a place. Again, they needed a place to miyachet, so he said, tomorrow in Zirza Dekani, we're going to what's it called, have Chalitza, come and help make up the five. Amrullah, Lamali Chamisha, why don't you need five? Amrullah, Ki Hechid Lefarsa Milsa, not because you need five. Three would be enough, but we want to publicize that the woman is a Chalitza, and therefore five people is more of a public thing. Even though normally three people would publicize something. The Gemara says if something said to three people, it's considered public already, right? Or we find sometimes that in order to publicize something, they got 10 people. But this idea of five is a little difficult. Rashi, the Fursume Nilsa, the Chalutza he, the lowly Nilsa of the Kohen. People should know that she's a Chalutza and she shouldn't get married to a Kohen. Inami, the Leisu Inshi, the Litvutzola, or to publicize that she's available and people will come to marry her. Lazirz of the Kani, Chaviva Shal Kani, V'hol Chuleishiv Shom L'shem Chalitza Zu. That was a place where they had a pile of sticks, and he said, come to where that pile of sticks is, that's where we're going to make this Chalitza. Okay. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Havikoi Kamed Rav Yehuda, Omerle Sak Tol Lazirz of the Kani, it's the roof of Bay Chamisha, the Pursum and Milsa. That's also Pursum Milsa. Omerle Tanin Rabbi Yisrael, the days in Israel, the days in Shokegirim. She said to him, the Chora, don't invite me, I'm not fit to be part of this Chalitza thing. Why? Because it says, the Koru Shmo be Yisrael, and Yisrael means only full-fledged Jews, but not Gerim. A basin of Gerim isn't kosher for Chalitza. The Anor Geranor, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was a Ger, he and his father were Magai. Omer Rav Yehuda, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Mafkinim Amon Apume. So Rav Yehuda said, that Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda may not be cautious of Beis Negerim, but he is a really reliable person, and if he says something, you could be Motzi Mom and Alpiv. Zemora says, Matkina, so could I think, well, Pishnayim Edim Omer Achmoni, he could be a very reliable person, but you can't take money, right, on his word alone. He's an Eid Echad, right? You can only, what's it called, do with two Eid. So he could be very reliable. What do you mean? If he says something, you take money away from somebody? He comes and says, Ruvain Oshimin money, and you take the money away from Ruvain. Ela marana shtora pume, Rashi, tanina garsina yesh brisa biyadi uktani ba bi Yisrael beizin shal Yisrael. V'hachi omer le'el de Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda ktani la. V'ano gerana hu va'aviv nisgayru. Hilkach pasil nil chalitza. I'm possible for a chalitza, so don't include me in the five. Marana shtora pume di omar yodana be de priya lo mistaknina le migvi be. So Rashi learns what it means is, if he would say alone that I know that this shtar has been paid, so he has a shtar, right, and he says I know, and the lova says I paid it, right, but the malva has a bona fide shtar, so usually we'd collect with that shtar. If Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda said I know it was paid, then we don't collect with it, we don't tear it up, we don't collect it, right? That's what Rashi says. Tosa says that we only collect it if the malva will take a shvua. And even though normally with an Eid Echad you have to take a Shavua, but here it's talking even if he would be a Korov, Tosa says, of the Malva, the Lova, where we wouldn't listen to him, if he's Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, we'd make the Malva take a Shavua before we collect. Okay. Omar Rav, Ger Donis Chaveiro Dvar Torah. A Ger can be Don, his peer, right, what's it called, If a ger is being judged, dinei nefashis, Rashi says, dinei nefashis, the ilu dinei mamonis, afilu lechol Yisrael, the snana kol kshirim lodum dinei mamonis. But I'm reading kol asurim, I asur ger. A ger can be on a basin for dinei mamonis, but he can't be on a basin for dinei nefashis if the person being judged is a full fledged Jew. But if the person being judged is a ger, then the ger can be on the basin for dinei nefashis at 23 for another ger. Shenemar, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mikerev Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech. Alecha Hu Devoinen, Mikerev Achecha. Avoger Donas Chaveiro. Where do we learn this thing that you can't, a ger can't be part of a Beisdin for Dinei Fashas? Because it says, just like a Melech, anybody who has a position of authority, right, over you can't be a ger. But if he's not over you, it's over another ger, that could be. Vimhoise Imam Yisrael, if his mother was Jewish, just his father wasn't, right? Then don afilu Yisrael. Then what's it called? He can don even a regular Jew. Ulin chalitza ad shei ovi v'imo miYisrael shenema v'nikra shmo biYisrael. But for chalitza, his mother and father both have to be Jews, but otherwise he can't be dying for chalitza. Rashi ger don shisareni olecho hu deboin mikirav achecho aval hager afilu chaveru atamat nekim alav. But what's it called? But for a ger, he could be a have shrara over another ger. Dayan bechlam melech. A dayan has the same din as a melech. Tchsid melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. In doma dayan lemelech shein tzorich klum yamid eretz. Right, because he has sole authority. So a dayan also has sole authority to say his day. Va'od she va'od simos harbeik suvin kan kol nesimos shatam mesim lo yelam mikir v'chacha. Any position of authority that you put over other people can only be a regular Jew. So they have the shaila whether a ger could be a Rosh Hashiva. It can't be a dayan except in Dinei Nefashos or whatever. Is that a position of authority? So say that those things, a teacher, those are basically not positions of authority. They are positions of teaching. And the authority is only out to covet from the thing. But the authority positions you can't have. To be a mashgiach kashrus, but he can't be a rav of a community. It's a nicer sheet that a rav of a community, a ger can't be a rav of a community. Because that's a position of authority. I don't know who holds like that, but in any case, they have where they got this idea that rav of a community is a position of authority, but in any case, but that's what they think. So that's why, Taka, there was just recently a whole shaila I saw about a ger becoming a rav, and Lamaisa, he could be a Rosh Yeshiva, but he can't be a rav. Rav is authority, Rosh Yeshiva is not authority.
Remember,
the Rosh Yeshiva is
the authority, the
Rav
is not.
I hear.
Even though it's the Rav who sent him to
the Yeshiva. Right.
P'Yisrael Mashma.
What?
He's called Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda.
Yeah, his father was Megayer with him, his family raised him. So they called him.
Maybe he's also called Rav.
Oh, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Yeah, but that's not because he was a Rav of a place. That's because he had the title Rav because he got Smicha, or whatever.
So he got
Smicha
to be a
Dayan. A Dayan, yeah, for regular cases, not Dine Nefashis. Mashmash Yisrael Mikol Tzdodim. Okay, that's the. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to the thing with the shoes. I think I was going to bring that. I have the disc that Yaakov gave it to me. But he said it's about an hour long, so we'll split it into 2 days maybe. But he suggested, which I think I'll go along with him, that it'd be better to show it after we learn the parak, so then you know what you're looking at, than before. I was thinking so before, so when we learn the parak, we can refer back to it. We can show it before and after. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Because I'm only at the after.
I hear. So then maybe what's it called? Maybe we'll, in the beginning of the week on Sunday, I'll arrange maybe with Rafi to bring a, give us a laptop. Right. Now we're going to do this, and, you know, or you can use my home video theater. No, it's the, we'll use the laptop.